At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Above all, I'm yielding to his direction in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and thank the Lord because he has heard you. The word of God is coming, and I trust that you're prepared for it. From Christian Youth and Students Network, Apostle Yohani. John Luis Opata, he's here, flung by his beautiful wife, Miss Jo Catherine Dale. Good to see you. Praise God. Well, so the word of God cometh, and I trust that your heart is receptive to it. May the Lord speak to you through his servant this morning. Okay. Man of God, good morning to you.
Good morning,
Pete. Please, how are you doing?
By God's grace.
Good to see you.
Yeah, we are moving on.
That's right. That's
winning
progress.
We are on winning ways.
Come on now. Yeah. Winning ways. Yeah. I like the sound of that one. What has the Lord sent you to bring us this morning?
Right. This morning, we are looking at faith, mighty faith, our most holy faith, our most precious faith. Hallelujah. Amen. Church of God, I want us to look at Colossians chapter 2, verse 6. The Bible says that, as ye therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm excited about the scripture you have given for the month of September, the month of walking with the Lord. How are we going to walk with the Lord? Mm. We've started from January all the way to the ninth month. Mm. How are we ending the year? Mm. We are ending the year walking with the Lord. And in walking with the Lord, there's a way to walk with the Lord. Hallelujah. Mm. The Bible says that as we have therefore received him, as we have received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we are to continue in that way. Continue in that way. The Bible says that we receive Christ Jesus by faith, by grace through faith. And that is in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 to 9. How did we receive him? The word translated receive is talking about getting connected to God, associating oneself with the Lord. In fact, when you look at 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, where the Bible says that we have become new creations, 1 Corinthians 6, 17, where it's talking about we, as we have become joined together with Christ, we have become one spirit. Now, the fullness of God dwells in us bodily. We have received his fullness. How did we do that? It was through faith. I want to read Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 to 9. This is how we received Christ. For by grace are ye saved through faith. We heard the word, according to Romans chapter 10. We heard the word, we believed the word, and we confessed the word, and we became Christians. That is the same way we are supposed to walk ye in him. Praise God. We have perceived faith to just be a doorway. So a doorway means an entrance to a certain place. Mm-hmm. And so by faith, we have come into Christ. Mm-hmm. The Bible is telling us that there's true faith that we have come into Christ. Mm-hmm. We continue in faith. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. We haven't come into Christ through faith to continue in Christ without faith. That is an error. Church of God, your coming into Christ was through faith. Your staying in Christ is in faith. Your abounding in Christ is through faith. Hallelujah. In the book of Habakkuk, the Bible says that God, through the prophet of God, prophesied of the way of life for the Christian. The way of life for the Christian is the way of faith. Hallelujah. Our way is the way of faith. Our way is the way of faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you look at the second part of our theme scripture, which is Colossians chapter 2, the Bible says that as we have received him, let us walk in him. The word translated walk in him talks of making progress. Guess the word walk in him speaks to make progress, speaks to living, speaks to regulating oneself. Check it. He says you came in through faith. You in Christ Jesus now, you are going to make progress through faith. You are going to live through faith. And you're going to regulate yourself through faith. Hallelujah. So what this means is that you cannot but live by faith. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 1, 16, 17 speaks to the fact that the just shall live by faith. And this was a prophecy that was given by prophet Habakkuk in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4, where he says that there is a way coming, and that way is that the just shall live by his faith. Hallelujah. And today, you and I, being in Christ Jesus, Romans chapter 1, 16, 17 tells us that now the just shall live by faith. How then are we expecting that we have come into Christ, we will live by a certain way? We will live and draw our essence. We will draw our progress through our own ability, our own strength, our own connections. That is an error. We make progress through faith. I make progress through faith. I live by faith. I regulate the affairs of my life in Christ by faith. Hallelujah. In fact, Paul calls it that our faith is our most holy faith. He calls it most holy faith, meaning it is your priceless possession as a child of God. You know, all that we see the devil do around us in their lives and circumstances around us is just coming after our faith. What is our faith? Our faith is holding on to the word of God. And I love what you did. You said, this month, this is my theme verse. The word of the Lord has come to me. Therefore, I'm going to walk with this word. I'm going to lay hold on the word. He said that fight the good fight of faith. This is what we fight. We fight to stick to the word. We fight to stay with the word. As we are wrapping up the year, we are in the last part of the year, the last quarter. You cannot but live by faith. I call it that you cannot but faith your life through. We are to faith our life through. Hallelujah. We are to faith our life through. Let's go to Galatians chapter 3, verse 11. Glory to God. I faith my way through. Galatians 3, 11. You see that? But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. No man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I live by faith. I live by faith. I live by faith. So we faith, simply put, is having a that saith the Lord and walking with the word. The Bible says that we live by faith and not by sight. What does it mean? So today we find Christians saying that I don't feel that I am loved. I don't feel that the word that has come to me is true. Listen, we don't relate with God by our feelings. We relate with God by his word. We take his word as it is. That is why the tree will say, Gidi, take it and eat it. When you eat the word, you don't, when you eat banku, you don't go and tell the banku that this nutrient, go here, this. No, the word knows how to work itself in your life. All you got to do is to stick to the word. If I were to be in church, I would say, say with me, I stay with the word. 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 You see, the world as it is becoming adversely wicked. With circumstances, the system of the world is becoming adversely wicked. But the Bible tells us there is something about us that has overcome the world. There is something about us that has overcome the world. He calls it, this is our victory. And he says, it is our faith. First John, he says, this is our victory. And that is our faith. Your victory as a child of God over the elements, over the circumstances, over the situations that may come your way is your most holy faith. Stay with your faith. Because it produces results. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 4, verse 6. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. 16. Romans 4, 16. Therefore, it is of faith. Say it is of faith. It is of faith that it might be by grace. Without faith, there is no access to grace. Without faith, there is no functionality of grace. You know, that which will give you the upper advantage in this life is your faith. That which will give you the upper advantage in this life is your faith. That which will make real the promises of God to you as your present day possession is your faith. Faith is holding on to the word and appropriating it to the circumstances that you may come or be faced with. You see, sometimes we think that in faith, we deny the fact. No, in faith, we know the fact exists. But the faith is sticking to the word. And you know, the word is the truth. And the truth is greater than the fact. So that is what Abraham did. In 16, he says, therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace. To the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Abraham lived in a certain way. And the Bible says that he is our father. He fathers us all according to a certain pattern of life. You cannot but live by faith. I'm telling you, the world is becoming... Do you know that the truth is that you and the world, you are in enmity. You are at par. You are in this world, but you are not of the world. So don't expect the world to give and hand over to you anything on a silver platter. We faith it until we become sight. And the truth is that faith must become sight. How is it true? In faith, we have our substance. We in faith, we have our possession. We manifest it. It is real to us. Listen, you are not living by your senses. We are not carnal. We live by the Spirit. Because the fullness of God dwells in us. We received Him in full. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 17, look at it. It says that, as it is written, I have made thee, the word of God came to him and said, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed. Abraham believed. Even God, he believed God. Praise God. Who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. So if you say that I don't die like a dog on the street, it is in consonance with the word of God, which has come to you, that his eyes is over you. You are speaking the word and appropriating it to your life. The Bible says that when the word of God came to Abraham, he did not consider the deadness of Sarah's womb. He saw the womb. Yes, the fact is that the womb is dead. But he knew that there is something higher. If I were church, I would say there is something higher. Yes, higher. The doctor's report, you are having it. Your bank account is looking at you smiling. Oh, yeah. It is frowning at you. That is the fact on the ground. Mm-hmm. But can you consider the word of God? Can you consider the word of God? Because I know that any man that sticks with the word, he comes back with a testimony. The word faileth not. For your information, the sun, the moon, the stars, the entire universe, as you see it, today is being sustained because God spoke a word. And he hasn't changed it. If God has spoken to you, hold on to the word. Prophecies don't die. I'm telling you, the word of God does not fail. The Bible says that who against hope believed God, believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Hallelujah. So faith always sticks to the word. Something that is spoken. What is spoken to you? What has he said to you? He has said, so I boldly say. He has said, so I boldly say. The Lord is my helper. This morning, Pastor Frimpong was taking us through that it is according to an oath that God has said, I will never leave you. Can you look at, can you stop looking at the circumstances around you? Because the things which are seen, the Bible says that they are temporal. But that which is not seen, he says it is eternal. What is not seen? That is the word of God. But to us, because we are spirit and God is a spirit, the word of God is much more real to us. Because the word that he speaks, they are spirit and they are life. Glory to God. Glory to God. 20 says that he staggered not at the promise. This morning, as we are going and sailing through the month of September to the month of October, November, December, stagger not at the word. Stagger not at the word. So if I'm speaking to Uncle Fee, the word that you have given to us, stagger not at the word. Stagger not at the word. Because, you know, the enemy will always come after the word. Because if he's able to take the word from you, he has taken your life from you. Our most holy faith. He says, lay hold on eternal life. Fight the good fight of faith. What is it? Make sure the word you are appropriating in the midst of the staggering opposition, you look not at what is seen, but you look at what has been spoken. You look not at what is seen, but look at what has been spoken. Check it. When the word of God came to Mary, Mary did not know a man, but all she said is that, let it be unto me according to your word. She agreed to it. And she saw that the seed had been sown. Then she began to walk in it. Hallelujah. 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 Let us quickly go to 10:38. 10:38 of which verse? That is 10:38 of Hebrews. He says, Now the just. So faith is always now. You know, you can put your faith in the future. You can put your faith in the past. But faith that bears fruit, faith that brings result, is always now. Now. Hallelujah. He says, now the just shall live by faith. But any man, if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. The just is to live by faith. However, in the midst of the staggering opposition, if he forsakes his word, he says, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Have you forgotten the Bible says that without faith, it is impossible to please God? It means God can only be assessed by faith. Your crying only moves you. Your faith connects you to what God has done. Let me say it again. Your crying today only moves you, but it is your faith that connects you to what God has already done. There's a song that says that it's already done. It is already done. Do you know that your healing, your deliverance, your prosperity, your profiting, your increase, it is all resident in you today as you are listening to me. It is all in you by faith. He says that your profiting might be evidence to all men through the acknowledgement of every good thing that is already in you. So according to the word of God, he has said, I am the head and never the tail. He has said, I don't go down. He has said that for your sake, I will give men. When I wake up in the morning, I don't look at my account. I don't look at the things around me. In fact, I don't even look at the feelings I'm going through, because feelings are temporal. But I look at the word of God. I look to the word. The word is true. The word manifests. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said that there are people who would draw back because of the circumstances they will see. There are people who will give up because of the things that may come their way. The challenge is only to do. Do you know that the devil always tries something I call peradventure? He has something he calls peradventure. Let us go and try this man. Peradventure. Peradventure. Then he will hit you with something. Peradventure. But he knows that if there are some people who have made up their mind, that like Father Abraham, we stagger not at the promise. Staggering not at the promise means that I refuse to give my attention to what I'm seeing. I lay hold on the word. Verse 39 is what I love. He says, but we are not of them that draw back. This morning, close the year with this word. I am not of them that draw back. I am not of them that draw back. I am not of them that give up. I am not of them that say, I quit. I am not a quitter. I stay with the word. I stay with the word. In Mark chapter 4, 35 to 40, you can read it. When Jesus said to the disciples, let us go to the other side. He has given his word. Let us cross to the other side. You know, the devil always come at the word. When he said, let us cross to the other side, he went to sit in the boat. And Bible says that he slept on a pillow. And then he says the wind came and the storms came. I've not been on the water before. Maybe I only cruise on it with my life vest. But this one, there was nothing like life vest. They were in the waters. Bible says that the storm came in, the waters came in. So even if Jesus was asleep, were the tossing to and fro, couldn't it wake him up? But Bible says that he was sleeping. He was sleeping on a pillow. So if the waters had come in, wouldn't the pillow be wet? But he was still sleeping. Because he knew he had given his word. Let us cross to the other side. And there is nothing in this world that is able to stop the word of God. The only way he rose up was because the people cried unto him. This morning I came with a strong word to anybody listening to me. That if you stay with the word, you will come back with a testimony. Your faith will not fail you.
Yes.
I came with a word to tell you that you will not go down.
Amen.
You will not go down.
Amen.
You will not go down.
I will not go down.
Because the Lord has sworn by his word.
Yes.
He said that for he has said. So I boldly say. Why does he say I boldly say? Because the things will come at you to make you quit. But you have to press on and shout it. Sometimes you have to shout the word. You have to tell yourself that I don't die like a dog. I will not be smacked on the way by any somebody's mistakes. Yesterday I said something that we will not be at the receiving end of somebody's mistake. We don't live our life by chance. His eyes are over us.
Come on.
And as we sail through this year,
yes.
I came with a strong word to us that as you walk this walk of faith, you will come back with a testimony.
In the name of Jesus.
Your faith will become sight. Your faith will become sight. Your faith will become sight. Don't give up.
Yes, sir.
Don't quit.
Yes, sir.
Stay with the word.
Yes,
that sickness will not kill you.
Amen.
That issue will not worry you.
Amen.
You will not be disappointed.
Amen.
Men are given for your sake.
Amen.
Because that is your heritage.
Come on.
The Lord bless his word.
Yes,
the Lord cause his word to prosper in us.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory. What a word this morning. Thank you very much. Good word, of course, to kickstart this last quarter of the year. I like it. I like everything that has been said. I'm provoked already, and I'm hoping that you're going to run with this word. You cannot but faith. I like it. Faith. Faith must become sight. And in all fairness, I must say that I said being blessed by the word. I enjoyed your Banku analogy. Yeah, just I don't know. I don't know. It did something to me. And whilst you were preaching, I must confess, I went to AI to ask AI about Banku. You'd be amazed what AI said. Hey, this day the world is out. I didn't, the things I'm even being told by AI for me are shock. They say that I'll share some with you. So Banku is rich in carbohydrates, providing essential energy, and contains probiotics from its fermentation process. Come on now. They said that Banku has low fat content. Yeah. And it says it contains a small amount of protein. Yeah. So, this morning, enjoy faith like Banku. So, Banku also contains minerals such as iron and zinc. Charlie, eat Banku like the way you are eating faith today. So, I want to say a big thank you. Is there anything happening in church, in ministry? Yeah, you know, invite us. Let's show up.
Next week, we are starting our Make a Difference conference.
Okay.
Yeah, from Wednesday all the way to Sunday. It is going to be mega at the Apostolic Retreat Center, Fafraha Adenta. You could pass by. We'll be there live and colored. The power of God will be present. The word of God will be preached. It's going to be a wonderful time of the Christian Youth and Students Network. And I want to specially invite you. As I'm speaking with you, we are having our missions to deprived areas. Currently, we're running all the way to next week, Tuesday, around Edukrom. There are some communities around there that the team is already on the ground doing ministry.
Bless you.
Giddy. Right from there, we are heading towards Adenta Fafraha for our Make a Difference conference. It's going to be a blessing. If you are unable to join, you can stream live on our Sizing official platform. Sizing is CYSN official platforms, all on all the social media handles. So that is what is happening with Sizing.
Okay.
With us. Glory to God.
Amen. Yeah. Do you have any social media handles of your own?
Myself. Yeah, you can search for I have my social media handles, John Louis Opata. Just search for John Louis Opata on Facebook especially, and you would get in touch. If you permit me, today happens to be the birthday of our Chief Commissioner, Executive Director, Apostle Justice Osei Kojo Ajiman. Today is his birthday. We tell him that we love him, we celebrate him, we cherish him as well. Yeah, and then one other, John Nyakun of ShopRite. Yeah, wish him happy birthday as well.
All righty. Thank you very much for being a blessing, and shout out to all the people who matter in this space. Please go and connect to him. And the song I was playing in the background, Greater, is from his wife.